good evening. The time around about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is Joanna Connor playing I Feel So Good. Well, don't that hit like a ton of bricks? That was Joanna Connor playing I Feel So Good, a cover of the Junior Parker number. Joanna Connor's also, for the record, is based out of Chicago and a true Chicago blues master at that. And wow, that last tune really did hit. My goodness, that really is a way to start off a program. Without further ado, of course, for those of you tuning in mid-track, you're listening to Hotel Blues here on 90.3 CKUT. I'm your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, and as always, every week, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., I will be playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. So to get the program going, without further ado, here's Frankie Lee Sims playing Married Woman Blues.
Don't take a married woman, a honey baby, ever be your friend.
game and spend all your money. I'll take the train and back again.
Thinking how we move. have changed. Somehow I can't forget.
Somehow I can't forget.
I said, darling, darling, why, boy, you miss poor me? I said, darling, darling, why you mistreat poor me? Cause you no good woman, don't mean no one may no good. Woman don't mean nobody no good. I can't understand sometimes why in the world you mistreat poor me. Dear, because I'm lost and blue, you don't give a thing about me.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:13 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks. 2 tracks ago, we heard from the Prisoners playing Just Walking in the Rain. And from whom you just recently heard, that was David Wiley playing Baby, You Don't Mean Me No Good. Coming up next is a tune that I picked because I kind of had a craving for this kind of music, you know. Do you ever get those kind of musical cravings where you're like, oh, I gotta listen to this kind of music or this artist right away? You wake out of bed and you're like, oh gosh, I gotta really listen to this kind of, this person or this kind of sound. Well, I don't know about you, but it happens to me. So this is one of the songs that I had a craving for this past week. And it's I was in a real hankering mood for some good blues, fife and drum kind of music. So I went digging through Spotify and YouTube and the interwebs, and I came across the Georgia Fife and Drum Band, and here's their number playing, title that is, Every Time I Come Around. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. Sweet baby, baby, uh-huh.
Welcome back. Now, to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. The two tracks ago, you heard the number 88 Answers by Ezra Charles, followed by, whom you recently just heard from, Fat Gaines playing his number, Katie Lee. Now, coming up next. I don't know if you've all heard, but just a few days ago, this past week, we lost another blues great. I'm talking about James Harmon, a figure whom we've played on this program, I believe, at least a couple of times before. James Harmon was a fantastic harp player from, I believe, Alabama, but he's also played with some of the biggest names in the blues, you know, playing alongside them live, like Big Joe Turner, John Lee Hooker, Freddie King, Lowell Fulsom, Albert Collins, and, of course, T-Bone Walker. He's also fronted a lot of bands himself, but also acted as a side musician. Most recently, he also played alongside ZZ Top. So his kind of, I guess, his repertoire and playing is really far out. But his style of harmonica playing is super unique, you know, subtle at times, but also really, really striking at others. You know, it's really fantastic stuff, as I'm sure you agree from his other contributions, as you've heard on this program. So to kind of commemorate him and his seminal greatness and his contributions to the blues, we're going to be playing a tune of his right now. So here he is fronting his own band, the James Harmon Band, and their number, Extra Napkins. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
So low, nobody knows how you soothe me down at the break of dawn when the shades are drawn. Nobody knows how you soothe me down when the girls go lights are low. Nobody knows how you soothe me down when you set for chills up and down the spine. Nobody knows. When you press your sweet lips on mine, nobody knows that's how you soothe me. When the doors are closed, lights are low.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should be 9:37 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Guitar Crusher playing Nobody Knows How You Soothe Me. And from whom you just recently heard, that was Big Smokey Smothers playing That's All Right. Now, coming up next is a tune that's been crawling up the blues charts on Apple Music's blues charts, Spotify's blues charts, I think, as well. But also, as well as the radio playing blues charts. And it's staying up pretty high up there on the charts. I think taking the number one spot a week ago or such. But also still very much in the top 10. And, of course, I'm talking about Bob Coratore's new album, that is, titled Spider in My Stew. Of course, Bob Coratore, pardon up. With a lot of his fellow side musicians and friends here, making a kick-ass blues album. I gotta say, listening to it start to finish it's a real pleasure to listen to. So I thought I might give you a sample of what the hype is all about, you know, as it were. So here's a number from that album that is titled Spider in My Stew by Bob Coratore and his friends. This particular song is done with Bob Coratore on the harp alongside Sugar Ray Rayford on the guitar. And this song is titled Big Mama's Soul Food. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
so fool. That's right, baby. Fried chicken.
You know.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:48 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, you heard Elizabeth Johnson playing Sobbin' Woman Blues. And from whom you just recently heard, that was Big Mama Thornton, a B-side of hers, playing Big Mama's Coming Home. Now, if you hear any of that popping noise in the background, I assure you it's nothing to do with my microphone. It's just that folks out here are, firing their fireworks now. Finally, now that it's actually dark, before they were firing it during the daytime, which I don't see is very, doesn't have much of a point to it. But at least now they got the hang of it, and now they got those fireworks going off here on Victoria Day, which is kind of a crummy holiday, you know, for Queen Victoria and all. But still, hey, I do dig a good fireworks show. And speaking of fireworks, which are kind of flashy, I'm going to be talking about this other record label that I'm going to be playing for you, some singles from them called Flashy Records. So as you guys know, one of the ways I kind of pick up tracks and such through to play on the show, right, is by digging through a label compilation albums. You know, like Sun Records' biggest blues hits, or XLO Records' biggest blues hits, and so on and so forth. So, in my searches to curate for this program, I found this this record titled "The Flash Records Story." So, this is a record compilation of Flash Records, and I never heard of Flash Records, nor have I seen any singles of that label. So I was really curious. So I'm just going to read for you a little bit about what's all about and what it says on the label, you know, the liner notes and such. So Charlie Reynolds, the founder of Flash Records, was just one of many black entrepreneurs in the 1950s, Los Angeles, who started his own independent record company, hoping to cash in on America's post-war rhythm and blues juggernaut as the owner of the popular Flash record shop at 623 East Vernon Avenue. He had a first-hand look at what customers, especially teenagers, were buying. Operating out of his back room, he released 31 blues, R&B, doo-wop, and proto-soul platters between 1955 and 1959. One of them even spent a couple of weeks in the national top 40 charts. But, as Reynolds soon discovered, the indie record business was a hustler's game. The increasing costs of payola and his distributors' refusal to pay royalties for the last single until the next one started selling ate into his profits, basically, because of all the backlog. He eventually let Flash Records lapse quietly into history. Still, as this new 2-CD, this album on CD, 60-song package attests to, Reynolds had a great run and produced more than his share of exciting and worthy material. As a result, I highly recommend you check this out. It's called The Flash Record Story. It's on Spotify as well, and I think there's some of the singles out there on YouTube. But it's a really, really interesting record label. Like, some of these tunes are real bangers, you know. And my goodness, I'm surprised that they didn't get famous, but also cool bit of history here, right? Especially like in the 1950s, right? Like a black record label owner making bank and putting out these platters. That's pretty far out, you know, considering like how white dominated like the actual higher ups and management of the record industry was. How cool that this indie record label was out there, you know, publishing some of these really, really cool like tunes, you know. So it's a really, really interesting piece of history. So I highly recommend you check it out. But in any case, this next playlist is about giving you a bit of a sampling of that record label. So I got four tunes for you from that record label. One by a fellow named Sidney Maiden and his Ramblers. And another one by the Amen Four. And another by B. Brown and his McVouts. And another by Maurice Simmons. So to get things off, I'll recap all those tracks that you're going to hear at the very end. Here's Sidney Maiden and his Ramblers kicking this Flash record story off for us, and their track, Everything Is Wrong. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Tired of your complaining, planning my day. You know you don't want me like I am. Why don't you find a new way? I've been this way so long, too late for me to change. I'll be the same when you go away. I'm gonna leave you, babe. I'm gonna leave you all alone. I'm gonna find someone. Won't think of a thing I do wrong.
Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's going to be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
She's all right with me. She takes my money and put it away for me. Well, I got a good woman.